Surveying the Illinois landscape today, there's little to remind us that coal mining was once the industrial engine of central and southern Illinois from the 19th to mid-20th century. Tens of thousands of miners organized in Illinois in pursuit of fair wages and safe working conditions. By the 1930s, John L. Lewis, the president of the United Mine Workers of America, was a rising star who would eventually found the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Under that banner, hundreds of thousands of industrial workers became union members for the first time.
The workers of this country want representation. They want organization. They want participation.
While that time is remembered for Lewis's leadership and the unprecedented growth of the U.S. labor movement, his battle for primacy in the Illinois coal fields is less well remembered. For nearly 10 years, a rival union, the Progressive Miners of America, fought Lewis, the United Mine Workers, coal companies, and the government in a bloody mine war that is without parallel. Ultimately, the Illinois Mine War would determine whether a union's power could be wielded autocratically by the leadership, or if that power flowed from the workers, based on self-governance. No backward step, the struggle for democracy in the Illinois coal fields, a documentary by Greg Bozell.